In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Cast thy care upon the Lord, and he shall nourish thee. These words we hear in both the introit and the gradual of today's Mass, and they provide the most fitting introduction to the theme I wish to present to you for this year. Every year, we adhere more or less to some sort of theme throughout these 40 days in our sermons. Last year was very strictly adhered to. Last year, we spoke every day about the senses of Scripture that we found. And for this, we relied especially on the Epistle and the Gospel of the Mass each day. This year, we will perhaps follow the theme a little less strictly and preach on other subjects, especially when there is a feast day. But the theme I would like to propose to you for this Lent is rather the chants of each Mass. That is, the introit, the gradual, some days the tract, the offertory, and the communion. And for this, that means that we will be making our Lenten pilgrimage with King David, who we will be referring most often to the Psalms. King David is Christ's most illustrious ancestor. And the Psalms of David, that is the 150 Psalms, although not all of them are clearly ascribed to him, have always been the church's true hymnal. They have always been the songs on the lips of Christians since the very first days of the church. And they are on the lips of Holy Mother Church, especially during Lent. And as we approach Holy Week, they begin to refer more and more explicitly to the sufferings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, until they become most vivid in the office of Tenebrae, when we find at last the fulfillment of all the words of the Psalms in the awful drama of Calvary. Today, we begin with what is known as a psalm from the second book of Psalms. If you wish to know more about this, you will have to tune in perhaps to my program beginning with Moses, where I'm speaking about all the prophecies of the Old Testament, and we'll speak at length about this division of the Psalter, which we often pass over. But Psalm 54, which we find for the introit and the gradual of today's Mass, is part of a period of the Psalms when we are hearing of the life of David in his early years of kingship. The words that we hear in the introit of today's Mass are, "When I cried to the Lord, he heard my voice from them that draw near to me, and he humbled them, who is before all ages and remains forever. Cast thy care upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee." David is, as I say, our Lord's most illustrious ancestor, and we find in the events of his life a prefiguration of everything that was to befall our Lord and Savior in his public life. There is, of course, one great difference, though, between David and our Lord Jesus Christ. David, too, was a Christ. He was the Anointed One, anointed king over all Israel. But whereas the words of the Psalms that apply to David prefigure our Lord who died for our sins, in the case of King David, he is very much a sinner like us, and so making this Lenten journey with us. Let me spend one more moment speaking about the place of this Psalm 54 in the Psalms. This part of the Psalter begins, in fact, the way Holy Mass begins. It begins with Psalm 41, which is tied in fact, forms one psalm in the Hebrew with Psalm 42, with which we begin Holy Mass. Holy Mass always begins with this psalm, "Vindicate me, O God, and distinguish my cause from the unholy nation. Deliver me from the unjust and deceitful man." Throughout his public life, David suffered persecution in a way that prefigured with truly astounding exactitude all the things that were to befall our Lord in his public life. But again, with one difference, David ascends the throne and becomes king of Israel, but then falls miserably. This is commemorated for us in the greatest of all the penitential psalms, which we find only a few psalms later, Psalm 50. Miserere mei Deus, have mercy on me, O God, according to thy great mercy. This was the psalm composed by David after he committed the greatest sin of his life, stealing another man's wife and then murdering that man. This forms the backdrop, as it were, for the psalm which we find in today's Mass. It is the psalm of a sinful man who is telling us that the sufferings he endures in life are despite all the great blessings that have been showered upon him by God, blessings which he wasted, for which he had contempt, betraying God by committing horrible sin. And it is this sinful David who counsels us, "Cast thy care upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee." If we follow our Holy Latin version of the Psalter, the word is enutriet. Cast thy care upon the Lord, and he shall nourish thee. This is the invitation which we find in today's Mass, the invitation to come to Holy Mass with a contrite heart and to partake of the sacraments. It is not a coincidence that we find also in this Mass the epistle which speaks of King Hezekiah, the descendant of King David, a just king who was sick, and whom the prophet Isaiah appears to tell him, "Take order with thy house, for thou shalt die and not live." We are reminded then that we must take order for our house during Lent, for our death, although we do not know the day or the hour, is certainly coming soon. We should not delay our conversion to the Lord, should not delay our repentance. But if we approach the Lord with a contrite heart, then we should not fear to cast our cares upon him, for he will nourish us. Again, it is truly inspired that the Church also places on this day the gospel of the centurion, whose servant is sick, words which are then taken by the Church and inserted in the Mass as the prayer which we recite before a fervent Holy Communion. "Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." And thus, this Mass concludes with the communion antiphon, which is taken, I should not now surprise us, taken from Psalm 50, this great psalm of contrition. At the end of this psalm, after David has repented of his sin, after he has begged the Lord, "Create in me now a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me," he then goes on to say that it would do no good for him to offer holocausts, for him to sacrifice animals to the Lord, for in these he would not take pleasure. No, David tells us, and indeed foretells, what a true sacrifice will be. He says, "A sacrifice to God is a troubled spirit." A humble and contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise. And so it follows then with the concluding words of Psalm 50 to make up the communion verse for today's Mass, Acetabe Sacrificium. Thou wilt accept a sacrifice of justice, oblations and burnt offerings upon thy altar, O Lord. The true burnt offerings that are to be offered to the Lord are those of the New Testament. The one true sacrifice, the only acceptable sacrifice, which is the sacrifice of the cross, renewed here on our altars. It is only then with a contrite heart that we can partake of this true sacrifice and make a fervent Holy Communion. And so as we prepare already at the beginning of Lent to confess our sins and to receive Holy Communion, we should make our own the words of this Mass, as we make our Holy Communion today. Cast thy care upon the Lord, and he will nourish thee. Amen.